morning.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
We're waiting for others.
Okay.
I'm thinking I will start. I'll wait 1 minute, but I'll start just with you. And if
okay.
we get to the 10-minute point, then it's just you, I'll stop. But there's no harm in saying, you know, the Anabakoa and going through the early process. So.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimi, Tati, Serura, Alaka Gimel, Yutat Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Hudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimodalet Yudkaf Shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalet and the Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which means judgment. Barchem Tacharem Rakame Sikatcha Tami Gamlen Betet Resh Saditaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kupet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geya Lamcha Penei Zochre Kiddushatach Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatiakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Zadiyud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. And now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apaim, V'rav chesed ve'emet, notze chesed la'alafim, notze ha'on wa'fesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We'll now connect to the year of 5778, to the energy of this year, which is bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first one we study is 2 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayidchav v'yavo Amelech liroto vayomer Amnon el Hamelech Tavo na tamar achoti, ut la bev le'ene, Shete Levivot Vievre Miada. The second verse that we study connecting to the energy of 5778 is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha v'avoni lo kisiti amarti odeale v'sha'ai ladonai yohe wahe v'ata nasata avon chatati sela. The year 5777, the year of the goat, is the next energy that we connect to. There are also two verses that connect to that energy. And the first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're creating tzatzkiya, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of these words, we permute them into dir yam. Translation, a sea of tenants. The second verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed because the letters of the name of the year is separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, the energy of which is a pause that refreshes, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first one we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelo tamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lavahe Wawawa Yola Yoala Me He 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 Aka'a Rekaha. The second verse that we study connecting to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that we connect to with this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam Asher yitchabe sham veshavtem Eilai el nachon V'chalakti itchem V'chayayim yashno V'aretz v'hipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by speaking out loud each letter of these 72 names, a total of 216 letters, and we speak the letters with their root vowels. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka ake hakahaita. He zayo alada la awa he heya yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa pe he la nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Rayo yo awa me laka me washi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo Ashila meyo he, wa he wa danu yo he he shi a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. There are three names that we utilize for special contemplation. Name number 13, Yud Zion Lamed Yozala, has the energy of heaven on earth. Name number 14, Mem Bet He, Me Be He, as the energy of farewell to arms. And name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awa Me, as the energy of building bridges. And we learn from this that by building bridges between people, minimizing conflicts in the world, whether it's conflicts directly between people, conflicts directly in our own houses, or conflicts, what we call wars. If we can minimize those conflicts, that is farewell to arms, eliminating wars. And that is how we bring heaven down to earth. Now for the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. We use the same technique, the same 216 letters in different order. We use the root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo e anu a ka be ta he he yo a wa nu ta la he roa he me a yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu me cha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ta ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a me nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la Hey be he me zare, wa he be yo a he, ala wa me zayo, da he be me tako, ala a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. Name number 30 in this chart is exactly the same location and the same letters, same attribute. Aleph Vav Mem. Aleph Awame. Building bridges, and it reinforces, it expresses the importance of building bridges, as was explained in the previous chart. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day. Which is the nineteenth day of Cheshvan. And this is a very powerful Tzaddik. His name is Hevel. Ben Adam HaRishon and Chava Bat HaShekhinah. This is Hevel, who died on the 19th day of Cheshvan. Rabbi Pinchas Epstein, Rabbi Naftali Yitzhak Segel, Rabbi Yitzhak Abraham Wallerstein of Minsk, Rabbi Shimshon Halevi Heller of Zibariz, Rabbi Eliyahu Rogler, Rabbi Moshe Michel of Biala, Rabbi Yehoshua Atia, Rabbi Sa'asa HaKohen of Jerba, Tunisia, Rabbi Abraham Svi Hirsch Kamai, And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Baruch Hashem Kivol Mokhto Le'Elam. Tonight's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You will find the class landing page on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 20, actually the last row. The second column from the left, it says Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar landing pages. When you open that up, please scroll down to class 13, I believe it is. Let me confirm. Yes, class 13, section A, section 15A, I'm sorry. And we will start with Olashem Yehud as we go into the Aramaic. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabarifu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Tilu Tilu Urchimu Leahta Lishem Yud He Bavav He Beyehuda Shilim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu Paparo Daugim Daim Dorshin Biaryot Betalta Biovada Bivarashit Bihapuka Ein Dorshin Limasa Bereshit Bishanim Dilavdun Peruda Ela bichid teihuch yechoda hadugim dalo yakal adam tari velo yishti yishtatari velo bemarkava merkava Vayachid begin dachid Layat layat sheto Deihu memtet Kegavna denat nashmata Talid la sheto Begufa ve'amai Amar elayim ken Hayaham Umavin midato haka meshama ta'id le'aya merachava merkava le'ala Bekudsha barichu te'ihu milaka dilia Umaya ayi ahiyo Ya Yehi Kalil Mach Kama Uvyana Udat Tinun Yudhevav Malaka Detalat Atun Ayahi Yehi Hashem Shekin Tata'a Shalimo Detalat Advan Allah Admar Vitakal Kolovodat Mishikan Ugomar Vayehi Hashem Diyom Hashishi Ugin Da'af Algav Diyamar Yena Amrainan Ein Dorshin The mark of Merkava. Vayahid. Chazar v'yamar ela im kein haya acham uvavin madato dodi dodiya. Ba'elin Talata Dorshim B'mark Merkava B'yachid Uvalay Alim Talat Lav Ayahu Yehuda D'yalaya B'dayhu Razadehu Kudshabarichu La'ayla Chadishkintaya Bekadihu letata bemeremtet bala shekintaya Ishtane baya uginda amar Alisha achar shema chas v'shalom Shetei rishoyot Yesh uginda amar El Tamirani Boki Shemei Bekargo Again, la, ishtaniyat, tila ishtamorain, bahai, hayelim, umada ayahi, bato, matronita, umahaya, umatkasiya, bahahuyo, pahiyo, eat kariyat, amavadahu de amarkara, pikiyam kor ish it et bato leoma, ish daku chabrihu, bato da shakinta, leama batzugeya, dementet, nun sofit de ma mem tet de ayahi mem tet betos fat yud de shafacha peyesh haya aima de erev rav ugin de hahiyo shabacha peyesh uvnecha la ishtamu de ayin Be ayahi itatasiya yavda di labtin shamta agufa ugaluta di kidmaa tilachazarat lemalkota yahe parata de malka vilanafkit Mehahu gufa lo nafkit chapashit uginahaya itmar bechon avadim hayanu levara'a umem tsarim begin dehavo tachot reshu dechahu Avo aved uginda amar para'a behaidra lo yidati et Hashem begam et Yisrael lo heishlach uginda nefako b'manusa Ka'avada delit leya ketiv heheru urach mirabonia evel befur kona betara'a lo naf kat berata v'hayav aved kishapacha elabakut shabarihu Begin the oraita, the iyehi, teru iyehi, ama begaluta, betara de iyehi, chiru dila, madila yavahake, begaluta kadamaa, tila hava la ulvana hoha, Orieta de Iyehi, Keru de Orieta, Vedahihu, Keru de Malkota, Dila, Peikra, Dila, Chadahu Diktiv, Yikara Haya, Vapaninim ugin dala tatse, kita ta avidim, vidahava de amar kilo, bechasun hatatso, umaninusa, latalkon, kiholech, lifnechem, Hashem Yudke Vavke Vida Ayahu Okim Lavan Meafara Vayahu Nahir Al Benafo Shakti Israel, Uvya Ishtamudain, Kol Almin Deinun Sara, Barich Hashem, Bait Pashat, Good Shabarichu, Lekal Kenuyin, Umar Kavod, Dementet, Deinun Kozu, Pamok Muksaz Kuzo, Kuzu, Bemuksaz Kuzu, Mitzpat, Beit Mara, Beyavila, Yakanap, Od Morich, Vayehu, Ani Yacha, Raot, Raot, Et Morich, Behahio, Zimna, Kiyain, Beyain, Yuri, Uru, Beshov Hashem, Tzion, Beit Pashat, Mem, Bemarkavot, Delatata, Beat Lavash, Bemarkava, Deila, Dilya, Dayahi, Adonai, Shem Hamarkava, Dayud Kevavke, Kenoda, Elohim, Desalik, Lechoshban, Aleph Ke, Yud Ke, Adonai, Vayahu, Keno, Kenoi, Detarim, Shemachen, Elain, Uvaya, Had Kasin, Aleph Ke, Yud Ke, Ayahu, Yud Ke, Vav, Vav, Dehayahu, Kelila, Deshit Sitrin Devachon Chataim Shit Sitrin Beinun Yud Kevav Kevav Yud Vav Ke Yud Vav Yud Ke Ke Yud Vav Yud Vav Ke Yud Kave Yud Ka Yud Kuf Vav Natilea Umina Dayahu Chesed v'tatayim Beya l'chachmatav Uvaya farotza L'hachidkim Yadrim. Section 15a in the English. Two implies a reflection, a loop of sorts, and an odd number signifies a progression. When there are only two, the idea looped together, rapidly deteriorating. When there are one or three, the idea may progress. This is why discussing forbidden sexual relations or anything of evil has to be done with two, so that the loop is contained and not allowed to grow. Conversely, discussing holiness is with the unique one, and its extension, three, signifying the progression that creation motion most naturally takes. This is an unwritten commentary. In the section of the Talmud called Chagigah, there is an adage, there's a teaching about the halakha that the laws of incest, which are the laws of sexual impropriety, do not sleep with your father's wife, do not sleep with your aunt, do not sleep with your daughters, all of these different laws telling us not to sleep, not to have intercourse with different levels of relationships, all dealing with the relationships within the Sephirot. But those laws are not to be taught to more than two at a time. Why? Because it told us here. Make sure, because the number two is a separation, it's also contained within it the two parts, the left and right column, the different aspects of the number two. And when we discuss holiness, we can do so with one, by ourselves, or with three. Why? Because these numbers represent unification. Continuing to read, but it's still part of the same section of Hagiga. And one does not expound the divine chariot, the Merkava, individually, because the unique one has no partner, which is Memtet, like the divine soul, which has no partner in the body. And why does it, the Mishnah say, unless he was wise and discerning from his own knowledge? Again, this is part of that Talmud discussion about the Merkava, the divine chariot, the meditative tools that allow us to learn about controlling the physical world. And we cannot teach that even to one person unless they already know what they're doing. Why is that? Because a lot of it has to do with meditation. And in those meditations, you go to other spiritual locations where you meet other spiritual beings. And you have to know what you are doing to a certain extent. Then you can learn more and deeper. But that's why you need to not teach it to anyone, but a very specific, only one at a time. And then if they already know how to meditate and how to make those connections themselves. Continuing to read. The apperception of the unique one cannot be explained to another because it is experiential in nature. It exists apart as separate influences on consciousness. And this realization comes from being wise and discerning in the discovery of those mysteries that bring the experience of the unique one. Now this we understand, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a chariot above, which is his handiwork, and it is what? It is made up of Chachma and Bina and Daat. The chariot above is his handiwork, which is the fashioning and the operation of the way things work. It is here that Yud-Heh-Vav, Chachma, Bina, and Daat are the paradigm that HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintains above. Then there is the lower Shekhinah, which is Malchut, completing the work of the temple. Only the wise and discerning may speak of the chariot, because there is the given truth, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu above is one with his Shekhinah. What this means is that even though in speaking of the lower Shekhinah as separate in terms of the outcome of creation, there is no time in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not present within the Shekhinah, acting through and partaking of this energy of connection that is the unified essence of the whole. Hashem is everywhere present, and yet when the awareness is not present, meaning the Shekhinah is without her husband, then she lies dormant so that the hosts do not recognize. She becomes, in effect, the maidservant who may only proceed when the awareness awakens, wherein she becomes the queen. Now, Memtet is the current that connects the king and the queen. This current also is not active until the awareness is awakened. When a man sells his daughter for a maidservant, this means that the awareness of Shekhinah is subsumed. The maidservant is the epitome of materiality and the mother of the mixed multitude, whose primary concern is always material. Still, the Shekhinah is concealed there, awaiting the awareness of holiness to be revealed. In the Shemot, the maidservant is freed, but still does not come to the awareness of holiness, so that when freed, there is only the conception of escape, and not of the impending freedom that the awareness of holiness will bring forth. Now with the Torah, which is the template of freedom, the daughter will emerge as the Shekhinah filled with the awareness of holiness, meaning the opening to the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the definition of her freedom. She is free to become whatever she will because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is woven into her being. It is Torah, and more specifically the awareness of the holiness within Torah, that is what will free Israel from its exile, from the Shekhinah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be walking with her in her glory. There's a very positive paragraph there, too. I mean, it's an unwritten commentary. But we need to understand that in order to bring the Mashiach, we have to become aware of the Shekhinah and the meaning of the Shekhinah. Continuing to read. Then there shall be the recognition of the awareness that never fades of the holiness within and unity without. This is Yudke Vavke, without concealment, and freely associated now with all that is personally and experientially present in each moment. Once there is awareness, the connection need not be sought, but is rather ever present. Yudke Vavke is the awareness, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is extension of that awareness. What is this awareness? It is the unity of the way things work, which is Elohim, and its extension is Echie, and Yud, which is the awareness of the way things work. The six sides are described comprised of the letters of the divine name. So it becomes what it must be, which is a cube of space that rotates on its axis of connection, as described by the Sefer Yetzirah. The right-hand side of Yud-Heh-Vav is Chesed, connecting above to Chokhmah, sealing it, or rather intersecting it, as one plane or dimension intersects another. It is the flowing of wisdom into Chesed, that is the overflowing of thoughts that produce wisdom. One leads to another, and then a cascade of connection ensues. In this following, the above is sealed. Hevav Yud, on the left-hand side, this is Gevurah, sealed with it for wealth, and of it, whoever wants wealth should go north. Vav He Yud, moving to the east and taking the middle pillar, and there sealed children. That's the end of section 15a. Does anyone have any questions? Section 15b. Kevav yud natil lisham na'ala da yehu givura v'chatim be'ya v'ya la'otara uv'ya bar harotza leho ashir yud safin yud kevav Pina, Ramiz Rachmanatilea, Amoda Demsaita, Betataim Beya, B'nei Vav Yudkei Natil Le'yayir Kam Yemei Navis Takal Be'yali'ila V'tatayim Be'achei Yud Yud Chaye Kav Kuf Yud Badnu Vav Natil'ya Yurka Shema'ala Vayistakal letata, letataim beya, mezona istakal leali, legavi hachma, vayitkashir beyirka yamina, letataim beya, chaim begin de hachma, ilai alya, Itmar v'hachachma tachiyya bi'aliyah istakal le'ila legavei amei ala ela v'itkashir be'racha shemala v'chataim Beya bezone yudvavke pina lema'arir betzadik deiyu aero detamin mitaravin kal chaylin veitkalil vechayatvan Dainun yud ke vav yud, vav yud ke yud vav ke yud. Ileni nun yach advan. Devachon chai almin at kari. Betradik bechon ait kari. Chai almin. Kal chaviv, chavivat, ilen me'ame, al a'ila'a, kalin de'yi, chayim, betzadik, al shemeya, itkarei chay, chayot, chamach sheva, al shema, Itkari o Yehu, begin de hiu Yehi, da'a Yehi, ayama, al ila'a chaim, kima de'at amar et chaim, hayal lemacha zaykim, beva Yehi, mirkava lechachma, Malchut Tamin Hashem Uva Itkari Yudke Vavke Beshalimu Sheva Zamnin Itkariat Bo Yudke Vavke 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 Vayayat Bechon Koach Itvan de itmar bechon de ata yigal gadla na koach Hashem uva alin sheva shemachen itkariat ayabat sheva ve alihu itmar sheva bayom alalaticha yudke talata Tin Vitarin Zimin Bechal Tain Vitarin Il Elokim Inun Lev Nachtai Vot Nati Vot Chachma Aleph Im Yud Ke Aleph Yud He Makom Kevodo Beham Shakilim Inun He Kalim Vatirin Deganyata de Aiden K Kol hum yitzav. Mitzot v'yayhi kochev kochav v'aliyah itmar derech kav meyod Yaakov rakia v'kam shevat mi'Yisrael natzutz yehu kekav chama d'nachara the Rakia, the Natra, Al Rashia, Latata, Itkpalag, Aleph Kegavna, Da Aleph, Sihara, Dechachot, Rakia, Vitaro, Yehu, Bitsiura, Da Kadiate, Simal, Leistachla, Bo letata istakalat leila veit kasia at anfaha mineya vechadrat anfi anfahi mineya letata vayehi itrachaka mineya vehahu zimna Dekavo, Mechodesh Shofar, Bekise, Leom Haginu, Gan Yircha, Beyircha, Beit Kasiya, Daya Beya, Sahara, Umanu, Demakise, Ilaya, Yudke Vavke, Dekain Salik, Aleph Bechoshivan, Yud le'ila, letata, yud letata, vav b'emzaita, vayehu natir la, chadahu diktiv. Ani yud ke vav ke hu sheme, wigomer, bet hayakala, lenukda, nikuda, gag, dila, Yehu Rikia Vayehi Itra Chaka Mineya Behahu Zimna Dekiyo Bechedesh Chodesh Shofar Bekise Liyom Haganu Ban yircha, b'yircha, b'yit kisiya, b'ya sichara, uman hu, d'ma kasi. A'ilaya, yudke vavke, d'kein salik, aleph b'choshban, yud le'ila, letata, v'abim saita, v'yehu, Natil Ralau Chada Hu Diktiv Ani Yuke Vavke Hu Shemi Vega Omer Bet Chaitala Lenukoda Gag Dila Hayehu Rakia Vayehu Petach Ilaya Itmar nota shemayim keyira vayehu vav demakisi al nekuda ila'a v'tata'a v'emzaita kegav na davav na aleph na bet Zion Taditarim Nitsutsiutot de et Tadinun Tari Tar Yaraishin de Tadinun Tirain da Ayin Shin it Lo Talat Reishin Vayinun Sigol, Vayinun Talat, Nekudim, Sharik Zion, Resha, Dila, Halim, Kirik, Shorik, Bokuta, Malgao, Harik, Tuta, Kota, Daat Gimel, the Kol, Itramaz, Beot, Aleph, Nekuda, Leila, Ila, Cholem, Nekuda, Letata, Chirik, Beemso, Ita, Shorik, Kegavna, Davav, Beod, Tarin, Nekudin, Deit, Aleph, Inun, Tare, Tari, Inun, Shevavi munun, vadiukna, achara, alef kegaun, yud leila, vav emsaita, dalet tata, alef yehu, kotza leila, kotza letata, kotza emsaita, Vayehu, Zagol, Vayehu, Shorik, Shurik, Talat, Nakudin, Kala, Hayehu, Aleph, Atvan, Acharanin, Hekalin, Vekisyoson, Leilin, Atvan, Lekola, Yehu, Marokim, Section 15B in the English. The left, Hey Vav Yud, is sealed with Giborah. This planar dimension rises from below to above, the north being above through the discernment of attention. In this way, the above is recognized by its interconnection with the left hand. With wealth, whoever wants wealth should go north. Results from the material overflowing as the form comes into manifest its being in the north. Vav-e-yud seals the back, moving east towards the right, including the middle pillar, that is the result of connection, signifying children that arise from the reflection of right and left. Vav-yud-he completes the eastern quadrant, moving from back to front, comprising left and right thigh, or the supports arising from below. Hey Yud Vav seals the below, signifying nourishment in the sense that the below is the earth, which gives forth its produce in response to the inspiration from above. These supports flow through to Chokhmah that connects below, through the persistence of meaning that arises even in the densest manner, arising on the top forwardmost plane, moving to the west from the east. Yud Vav He passes through Tzaddik as all are recognized together in their connection, the higher mother, which relates to Bina, that is in effect the gold cauldron of creation. These descriptions of the spatial dimensions of the divine name, triads, are for visualization purposes and to reveal a deep secret which is concentrated upon the way we look upon our world within terms of what transpires without. Thoughts move together in terms of the affinities they have for one another. Now, this process of moving together is described by these various dimensions and by the mixture that is both its end result and the source of its emanations. Therefore, the architect of our inner space may indeed be ordered in a divine fashion. Instead of allowing a haphazard collection of thoughts, we may indeed pursue their divine direction. There is but one unifying force within, and our attention to this force determines how in touch with it we will become from moment to moment. Much of this depends perhaps on personal affinities built up over lifetimes of experience, but there still remains the qualification of learning something simply by moving towards it and surrounding our perceptions within its holy flaw. These dimensions are ever present, however. It is our awareness of the same that is being promoted here in these verses. These 18 letters represent the 18 worlds made up of the 6 three-letter combinations and the 12 directions, the lines of the cube of space, 4 each above and below, and then the 4 supports or lines connecting above and below. The unification of these called the Righteous One animates all to simultaneously coexist. The Higher Mother is the point of the realization of the awareness of the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that produces the emanation known as the Shekhinah. The Righteous One signifies that unity above, which gives forth emanations of life that go through their myriad permutations, shown as the Chayot of the Chariot. Yes, the Shekhinah is a tree of life to those who grasp her significance and understand her purpose, which is to enliven consciousness in fresh preparation for the experience of unity. Out of this experience of unity comes the appearance of Chokhmah, which then rides upon this unity. Malkut is the proving ground for the Shekhinah. Completing the perpetual union of above and below. These 7 names by which she is called are the same name, meaning that whatever circumstances arise, there is always a unifying force. These 32 paths of wisdom refer to the latticework of thought that makes up the template of holiness within. It is out of the template of holiness that Chokhmah assumes its place. Just like any other area that is explored, you have to uncover for yourself the secrets that await you within. What are these chambers and depictions of the Garden of Eden? They are those pathways that we etch out by our meditations on the divine. Now, there is an ultra special chamber that is hidden under Anochi, that is hidden, called Anochi. This is the point at which your thoughtful meditation of intention intersects the awareness of holiness. At this point, you are one and can therefore radiate all of the souls of the righteous, since all are connected in a similar fashion. This connection, though personally experienced, is universally accessed as the spiritual realms compress in their unity to express the totality of existence. The concentration of a meditative awareness is like a star that shines above, expressing the above. This star that is a sun radiates by reflection, or the moon of its awareness. Consider the idea that suddenly appears a spark in the firmament. Then the idea attracts like thoughts. A tribe has arisen out of Israel. The divided Aleph shows the reflection that takes place upon the moon from the sun. Here it is also described the testing of higher thought as lower thought challenges for ascendancy. Samach Mem from below, but finds that higher thought remains concealed above. Like the Klipot, lower thought can only exist by dint of the shells of higher thought. In effect, she meaning Shekhinah and her radiance of unity is literally unavailable to the lower thought. The new moon is the first instance of reflection from above that now is started on its way below. See how the moon is covered by Hey Vav Hey Yud, protecting her Shishinah from corruption from below. The new moon is the proof of reflection and emanation as fell in the body of the Shishinah. Bet then is the chamber of the conglomeration of thoughts. Above is the holiness, the firmament, and is the patach in reference to the heavens that stretch above it. The bet becomes also a vav, that is its unification, connecting above and below. The tzadi with it, two heads come together as one with the vowel point seir. These two heads are from above where it is called ayin. All of these points that appear in the letters are in the context of this discussion, bright lights in the higher consciousness. These bright lights are what is surround the throne. The throne is the certainty of unity, and it's pouring forth from above to below. We can see in the example of Aleph that the structure itself is indicative of the shapes that thoughts will assume in the holy way. What we are referring is here in terms of chambers and coverings are the subtle awareness that is both built up and added to as we turn more within to affect our changes without. Vav, six levels of the throne. Samach, 60 wheels of the throne. And that is the end of section 15. Does anyone have any questions? Wednesday, tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, followed by a class at 7 o'clock, continuing to learn section 14 of the Shema Yisrael. I wish you all shalom and a good night. Be well. Shalom to all.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you all.